You did it. You shouldn't sing. Stop it. You did it. We know you can sing well. You don't have to prove it to us.
This was Born in the USA by the Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I thought that was by you, Diddy.
Wow. That's your overrated power forward, McLean.
Yeah, you can tell he's injured.
Oh, that was Dirk?
Yeah, that was Dirk. That was terrible.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. That he was injured and not trying to sing.
I don't know why it just barely.
It's just now being discovered?
Yeah, there's one of Lamar Odom, too.
Really?
From last year.
Lamar singing?
Yeah.
Singing Born in the USA?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to play that.
Yeah, I linked it. He's singing something else.
Talking. Oh, okay.
You got to guess what he's singing.
Okay, we got to listen to this. This is huge. This is big time.
This is a big time setup right here.
That's worse. At least you could understand what the other guy was saying.
Why is he doing it like that?
Just sounds like squealing.
That was ABC by Jackson 5.
That was ABC, so but Randy, that was easy.
ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me.
That was the only thing that you could, like, recognize what he was trying to say right there. That line. The most, like, the hook.
Can we all agree on one thing here?
Diablo 3 is amazing.
No, just real quick. Stop, please. You agree with me, Bourne, and I already know McLean agrees with me, that Dirk is an offensive flopper.
As in, an actor flopper?
Yeah, an offensive flopper. Like, you know how they're going to start fining people for the defensive flop or flopping in basketball?
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing, Edie.
Dirk deserves to be fined for offensive flopping because, to me, he's the best offensive flopper. Like, Ginobili is pretty good at offensive flopping, but Dirk, to me, is the best offensive flopper.
There's a guy named Ginobili. It sounds like a name I would mess up immediately.
That's correct. It's Ginobili.
Ginobili?
Not Jer.
I know.
There's
no R
whatsoever in that word.
I thought that's what he said, though. I didn't hear
you.
I think
you added an extra N, too.
Ginobili.
He's from Chernobyl. That's where he's from.
I would agree with that to some degree because of the, I guess based on it now, but like before they won their championship, Dirk would never drive the basket. So he would never really have any reason to flop.
But then he discovered
that you can do a lot by flopping.
Offensive flopping.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
He gets the most guys to jump on pump fakes, and then he just walks around them to get an open shot.
We went through the video evidence the other day. It's all over YouTube.
You found like three
all
videos.
Over YouTube. It must be true.
There's a whole playlist of Dirk flopping. Dirk flops. He's like a fish out of water out there.
Flopping around.
It's ESPN, the magazine. Because they were talking about the new no flopping rule.
Yeah.
And they had Dirk listed under, because they had like four types of flopping. And one of them was sticking your leg out. And that's what they called
him for.
The leg flop.
I have a no flopping rule.
So this is official now. It's in play?
Yeah.
And this is like determined after the games. Obviously, they'll go through the tape if people have like complaints or whatever.
Two guys have already been caught.
Oh, really?
Who's been
caught? One of them, Berea. No surprise.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about that one.
He would flop so hard he would miss layups. So I get that.
And someone in Cleveland, I don't remember who.
No. Is it possible that JJ could injure himself flopping?
Wouldn't that be awesome? He flopped so hard he threw out his like back. Himself a concussion.
Remember when he flopped in the playoffs against Bynum?
Yeah. That was the biggest flop ever.
Can we clarify what a flop is exactly? Wait,
you don't know
basketball?
What a flop is?
No.
It's like doing the worm, but
we went over this
up.
Already. Basketball's not my thing.
Getting electrocuted.
Yeah. Getting electrocuted, but not really getting electrocuted.
Or shot by a sniper.
Is that like when the soccer players fake getting hit?
Yeah, what's that called? Taking a dive?
I don't know.
Or like
all I've seen their YouTube videos
a couple weeks ago. You saw that, right?
What?
Emmanuel Sanders.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
What?
He's a player for the Steelers.
Come on. Football? That was your thing.
Yeah, come on.
It's sort of a thing.
I'm bringing it into your roundhouse.
Oh, crap.
Sarah?
What happened?
I'm playing Diablo 3.
Oh, I was going to say, did you find out that your movie was a DVD, not a Blu-ray?
Oh.
All right, this is the update.
It has a DVD.
Because this is the update because we had intro music. We had a great conversation about flopping. Let's just move that right into what Pantera loves.
Okay.
And our NBA update. Well, no, let's talk about Michigan a little bit, okay? Because there was a big, big change at quarterback. Big change last weekend. And the big dog came in. The savior of Michigan Wolverine football, Devin Gardner. Do you guys think it's possible that someone could win the Heisman only starting 3 or 4 games at the end of the season?
If they're good, like really good.
Yeah, like Devin Gardner
like
good.
Like don't play for Michigan good.
Whoa. Devin Gardner exposed the Minnesota defense. Like a lot of people were giving them credit for being a lockdown defense. I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw that all over the internet. And Devin Gardner just shredded them. Absolutely shredded them.
Aaron Rodgers shredding?
Yes.
Wow.
He was doing the discount double check on their faces.
Wow.
He was passing for touchdowns. He was rushing for touchdowns. And that's the thing. Like, Denard Robinson is a single threat. You know he's not going to throw the ball very well. But Gardner, he can run and throw.
I have a question.
That's a novel idea for a quarterback.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Do you have to have a coupon for a discount double check?
What?
wait, hold on.
Discount?
Better question. Canada, do you know what a discount double check is?
No, I have no idea.
I assume you need a coupon. Because it's a discount.
Hold on. Canada's on here, and he's playing injured today.
That's get some respect for you for doing that.
So what happened to you, Canada?
Nothing much. I got a root canal.
Nothing much. He's got a root canal.
I heard root canals aren't that bad these days. I recently had a tooth pulled, and it's way overrated.
Are you downplaying the root canal?
The dentist told me root canals aren't any big deal anymore.
Are you going to trust the guy who does root canals or the guy who got a root canal?
Dude, I got a tooth pulled, and I was freaking out about getting this tooth pulled, okay?
A
root canal is not getting your tooth pulled.
Yeah.
But he said, dude, it's not painful anymore these days.
Is it painful? Canada.
I have an upper body injury.
Well, he's in Canada. We can't assume that their dentistry is good at there.
It's fine.
Come on.
He's alive.
I have a really numb mouth, right?
You sound terrible.
You're in any pain in there right now?
The proper representation of how I'm doing in the league. It's badly.
Yeah, I'm doing badly too, so we're in the same boat. We both had root canals.
Pantera, you do bad because you didn't do anything to your rosters.
You don't make trades.
I don't make trades because I can't trust any of you guys.
Yeah, you don't pick up any...
You don't even check the trades.
Yeah, I don't check the trades. Why would I check trades if I didn't trust anybody?
Yeah, come on.
That's just an excuse to not check them.
I don't trust anybody, so why would I bother checking
it again? We've already heard that one.
You don't trust us?
You not trust free agency? Because you don't check that either.
I heard about how...
If there's any guy that shouldn't trust anybody,
it's Canada. Trade raped a bunch of people recently.
No, I trust all you guys.
Bad idea.
I trust all you guys.
That is a bad idea.
Bad idea. Okay, some more NBA talk. So there was some awards handed out in the TPS NBA, the best draft award. It was a two-way tie between a legit drafting team, the TPSN Ball Riders, and then the troll...
Philly Ball Riders.
The troll team, the Mexico Brownies. And I only gave us a tie because I didn't want to do another poll just between us two because I know who would win. The trolls would win. The trolls would win, and we were having that. Not on my watch. Not on this commissioner's watch.
So wait a minute. Were you able to change the title of these trophies or the details here?
Each one, as they're awarded, if they're manual like these two, I can change it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's a league poll, league manager poll up right now. Do you keep your injured studs? Now, I was offended a couple days ago because I got a trade offer for an injured stud. McLean, is that offensive? That's offensive.
I
right?
got an offer for an injured dud.
Oh, wow.
It's even worse.
That's even worse. Whoa.
Well, I can definitely say that I can't get rid of Jennings at this point because, like, I think he's going to get better. Like, I'm just the hope that he does is there.
Can you keep the football talk down a little bit? Just a little bit.
How about I talk about Diablo 3? Is that better?
Oh, gosh, that's even worse.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Playing zombies with electric heat.
Even worse. So, I'm like McLean. You don't have an injured stud, but you do have an injured flopper, and you're okay with keeping him on your roster. You're gonna wait it out.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because he's not a guy who's injury prone. He's like in the top five for the last decade of games missed, least games missed.
He just shows up at the beginning of seasons unhealthy and out of shape.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
There was no off season. I mean, the preseason stuff. Last year was a special.
He doesn't have enough money to buy his own gym?
It's not about money. It's about there's no season. And then it gets announced and it starts like next week.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah. Whoa, should have checked my calendar here.
Well, we
didn't realize the season was starting.
Play basketball sometime this year. I might want to be ready for that.
Well, at that point, they didn't even know if there was going to be a season.
Wasn't he just slacking because he had just won the championship the previous season?
He'll never win a championship again.
Wow.
What?
Are we in 2010?
Is that because of the flopping?
Sounds like the same thing. I heard back.
He doesn't want it bad enough. He's already proven that one is enough. Look at him.
One year and everything's reverted back.
He came to training camp or came to the season.
Is he only a sidekick also?
And now
he's injured. How old is he?
Mid-30s?
Yeah, mid-30s at least.
Mm.
That's not good, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, look at the Mavs without him. They're probably like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't come back. Have you ever thought about retiring?
You know, Elton Brand's the only one playing poorly on the Mavs. So they definitely want him back.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 34.
Yeah, he's done. He's done.
He's done.
He's a role player now. They should trade him before anybody figures out that he's done. Get something back. Isn't he?
You're not going to get anything better.
What?
He's the best power forward still.
In what?
in the league.
Oh no, stop. Oh no.
Who's better?
Chris Bosh.
What?
Chris Bosh.
Get out of here.
40-point game.
40-point game?
40-point game.
He's a Toronto Raptor.
He's not a Toronto Raptor.
Looks like a Raptor.
Are you serious? Are you serious that he's a Toronto Raptor?
He was?
Question mark?
Okay, so who's he on now then?
He plays for the Miami Heat.
Come on,
part of the dream team.
Yeah, okay. The Heatles. Wow, unbelievable.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Now let's talk about let's get into this scoreboard here real quick.
What are we looking at?
We're talking about last week.
Yeah, let's talk about last week.
Did we already finish with Michigan?
Well, yeah. What else is there to say? Gardner.
I wanted to mention how Denard Robinson was top five ranked as a slot receiver in the draft. My insider draft analysis.
I was going to ask that if they switched places or not.
They're sharing first team snaps in practice this week. So
yeah, but opposite of that, do they line up on the outside then?
I don't think they'll put Denard out there.
You're not going to talk about the triple overtime win?
Triple overtime?
Yeah.
Of who?
Notre Dame?
What are you talking about? Michigan won. I'm off that wagon now.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Michigan's back to their winning
ways.
Yeah,
he's back. He's back.
Come on. Gardner?
Heisman? You have to tell us.
Notre who? Never heard of him.
Is
that the team that actually won and got worse in the polls?
Yep.
Pitt should have won that game.
Except they're terrible, and that's why they didn't. Like, that's what bad teams do. Bad teams lose games they should have won. And that's why Pitt is a bad team.
That's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
They got robbed.
They didn't get robbed.
The worst pass interference call in history.
Really? Really?
I mean, you're over there. That's your backyard, so you probably see that all the time.
All they had to do was, you know, they could make up that bad call by just kicking a field goal. That's all you gotta do. Just kick a little chip shot field goal. You know, just put it right down the pipe. Ends the discussion. That's all you gotta do. Real easy, like.
Or just don't make the bad call. That also ends the discussion.
Wow. I knew that Homer Pitt fans would come in and try to rob Notre Dame of their exciting triple overtime victory. Now I'm back on the bandwagon.
Oh, you're back.
Really matter. Pitt's going to get blown out. I mean, not Pitt, Notre Dame.
By who?
By USC.
When? No, stop.
The last week of the season.
That's not going to happen. Are you kidding me? USC is a fraud. A complete fraud. How many
what?
Losses do they have?
They just got demolished by Oregon.
Yeah, they have like three losses. They got demolished. Oregon almost put up basketball numbers on them.
How many did USC put up?
Not enough.
It was 62-51.
Not enough.
That's a blowout?
That is a blowout.
Against the fourth best team in the country?
Blowout.
Yeah, but Oregon's song is the same every year, where they have a great offense but no defense. So if you have a decent defense and a decent offense, you should be able to beat that team every time.
Every time.
And LSU proved
Notre
that.
Notre Dame sucks, though.
No, Notre Dame's legit.
No, they're not.
What do you mean? They've beaten
everyone. They don't play anybody.
What do you mean? They played Michigan.
Yeah.
They already played Michigan State?
Yeah, they beat Michigan State.
They beat everybody.
They beat everybody. You're right.
Season's not over yet. Who they got left?
They got Wake Forest and USC.
A loss.
Oh, no. They got Boston College, Wake Forest, and USC.
0-3.
They beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma.
Please.
They beat Stanford at the goal line.
Who played
that? Oh, no. I remember that game because they cheated too.
How?
Who was it? Who was at the goal line? Because they got in or something and they didn't call it.
No, they didn't get in. They called them. They called him down on forward progress at the 1-inch yard line.
one-inch yard line.
Yeah, he might have fell into the. You might have
it's
fell
that
into
special
the,
light that line that's like drawn.
Two
right
forms
in front
of measurement, all in one.
Yes, the one-inch yard. Come on, look at these legit wins. Michigan, that's worth three wins by itself.
Everybody beats Michigan.
No, not Minnesota.
There's no way that Notre Dame is going to a championship.
They're going
Alabama.
They might go to a BCS, but they're not going to the championship.
Well, they need help to get in. I think mathematically they need help.
From the refs?
They could win out and still not make it.
No, not from the refs.
We've gotten enough help.
They're undefeated. They've taken down all comers. They're the third or fourth best team in all of college football.
Really?
They could just
They needed triple overtime to beat Pitt.
Yeah, but come on.
Pitt outplayed them.
Yeah, they got outplayed by Pitt.
Just watch at 8 o'clock on ABC Saturday night when they destroy Boston College. And then destroy Wake Forest the next week. And then demolish USC. They're going to take USC right out of the top 25.
Okay.
Didn't USC just get penalized for something?
Something else.
Only fined.
Oh, okay.
They already have too many penalties.
They're like, we can't take anything away from you this year.
They were deflating the balls or something.
Oh, that's right. That's
right.
Are
you serious?
And then they threw one of the guys who doesn't matter under the bus. Said he did it by himself.
Yeah, wow. That's right. I did hear that. It was a one-man act.
That sounds like
USC. He doesn't matter. Why can't you throw him under the bus?
You know he was getting direction from somebody, probably the head coach. Lane Kiffin himself.
Probably from Matt Barkley's dad.
All right.
Probably.
All right, now on to some scoreboard talk.
Which sport? I'm confused
basketball.
Now.
Basketball. We're going back to basketball now. Scoreboard.
My head is spinning.
Scoreboard. Real basketball or fantasy basketball?
No, I don't want no
For a minute
basketball.
There, I thought wait, I was wait, actually wait. On the NBA like update cast, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
You
You're
are.
Talking about so much basketball.
That's what we're doing dipping. Now.
This is...
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does anybody else think that this is retarded that I'm on a basketball?
Then hang up. What are you doing?
Why was I called? I thought you were doing an NBA, a football one.
Yeah, we are.
It's next.
You gotta wait for
it. Oh, you're double downing.
Double downing.
Whatever that means.
Wow. Okay. What team has, what's his face? Chris.
Bosch?
I'll stick around. I'm on my PC playing Diablo 3 anyway.
What team has Chris Bosch?
No.
Chris Paul?
Chris Paul.
I'm not a racist, I believe.
He's gonna win.
Oh, no, you're not a racist anymore.
Wow. Are you a Chris Paul homer?
Yes.
Okay.
In Toronto?
Does he look like a raptor? Alright.
Or let's start football.
No, not yet.
It's not over yet.
Hold on. Alright, brownies. You took down the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I don't know if the Milwaukee Bucks set their lineup. They might be pulling a TPS NFL on us here. But you escaped with victory here. Because if you're playing a legit team, putting up 491 points in week one isn't gonna cut it. I mean, I outscored you by over 100 points. I mean, what are you doing to get this team better? Because right now, they're just another bad team.
Well, I've already made big changes. Like, I dropped. Like, I had a bunch of bad guys week one. Like, Okafor, Diaw, Valanciunas.
Who?
Well, I'm disappointed in him.
These are all guys you drafted, right?
No, I only drafted one.
Okafor?
Most of them were from free agency.
Oh, okay.
This week I'm doing much better.
What are you doing this week? I guess we can do it that way.
He's up 43 to 432.
Whoa.
I have all of the Mavs.
Why?
And they are too good. I should be banned from this league. Because I'm too good.
Is that why you're scoring all these points?
They're my, like, best players.
That's not good, though.
I wish I could have more Mavs.
You could have had Marv Mass. You can. Come on, Brandon Wright was right for the taking.
No, well, Brandon Wright isn't. He doesn't get that many minutes.
He's not a Mav?
No, he is, but he doesn't play that much.
Oh, okay.
So, it's pretty much my non-Mavs who have been disappointing. Like, my top players, like Josh Smith, he was my first pick.
Oh, yeah, that was a terrible pick. That was a terrible pick.
Yeah.
It was, but all the good players are gone. Well, there's only, like, four good players.
And what, order did you, what number did you pick, John?
I think I was fifth.
You could have had Dwight Howard.
No, he has a bad back.
His back is broken?
His back is broken. Spinal.
I don't understand why you made a move for Dwight Howard, but you changed the scoring to go against guys exactly like that.
Well, I didn't change the scoring to go guys because I heard a rumor that he was working on his free throws.
So that's why you did it?
And as you saw, in his second game, he had been working on his free throws. I mean, his first game, yeah, that was a fluke.
He had one good game so far from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's his new standard.
The other four games don't count?
You spent a first-round pick on a guy who's got, he's only topped 20 twice.
Took him in the second round.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
He
had
10-11.
Rondo was your first pick, yes, right?
MVP.
Right.
I prefer you call him MVP.
MVP.
Yeah, Superman, come on. How many players in this league have the potential to put up 41 points any
given
night?
He might not even make the All-Star game this year.
41 points any given night. That's too much upside to turn away from. And what if his back gets fixed? And it's not broken.
Isn't it already supposed to be fixed?
Not spinal.
No. Now that they suck, he's using that excuse again. That he's not.
Yeah, and now they don't even have a coach, so he's going to be using that pretty heavily now, especially.
That's good for fantasy. Trust me. Dwight Howard will make the All-Star team. He will be the starting center for the Western Conference.
They might not elect centers.
Yeah, there's no starting center.
He will be the starting player for the Western Conference All-Stars. Guaranteed. His bag is fixed. All right, next matchup. Brownies are terrible. They're getting lucky this week.
Wait, hold on. I had a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down here.
Okay, let's hear it. All right.
Hold on, I gotta find it.
I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, the Lakers about firing Mike Brown?
Yeah.
Breaking news. David Stern has blocked the request to fire Mike Brown.
All right, hit me with the joke.
I lost it.
Oh, okay, save us, Bourne. I mean, you're
mad. Oh, wait, I have one more Lakers joke.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I mean, I found it, one I was looking for.
Okay, I'm ready.
Did you hear the Lakers no longer have a website?
No.
No, really?
They couldn't string three W's together.
Are these coming from the terrible comments on ESPN?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're coming from the ESPN Insider, actually.
Yeah, these are inside jokes.
Insider, little joke corner. Jokes.
All right. Bourne, let's talk about your team. Lionel Hampton started off the season 0-1, but you can't be blamed for that. You're playing one of the best teams in the league.
Well, I can't be blamed because I'm trying to figure out why or if I should be holding on to injured bums or duds.
if you look at the league poll.
See, it's different this year because with the fact that the roster's locked, it was okay to hold injured guys, but now it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
But what'll happen is I'll drop one of my injured guys and immediately somebody else will pick him up.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
It's a matter of figuring out who that person's going to be and trying to
just trade them to him.
Yeah.
Get something. Hey, that's what you got to do. If you have an injured stud, try to trade him away. Maybe you'll find a sucker out there.
Yeah.
But there isn't one over here at the Ball Rider camp, okay?
That is true.
Just letting you know.
You have, like, the worst injured guys. Like, they have, like, serious injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Rose was going to be out for a while. I didn't know Wall was going to be out. And then Davis is just coming back tonight from a concussion. So I can deal with one injured guy because I really think one of the reasons I didn't do very well last week was just because my guys didn't have a lot of games to start off the season. So once we get a couple weeks in, I'll be okay. But yeah, I probably can't have three out.
Right. For daily lineups, that's rough. The math just isn't going to work out. And especially if one of those guys is supposed to be a stud.
Yep.
So.
But I mean, if you look at the week one, I lost to you 5-10 to 5-9. And the number of games that you played versus the number of games that I played were pretty lopsided. So even though I only lost by like 80 points, that's only two extra games, one by Harden and one by James, and I'm right back in it. So
if we went by points per player,
yeah,
you probably would have, you had a higher point per player.
I'd need more quantity right now, that's all.
Yeah. And you got, because James Harden got traded, nobody really knew what to expect, and he came out and just started doing whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
On the basketball court. What are they calling him, McClain?
Oh, him and Jeremy Lin?
Yeah, him and Jeremy Lin.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Rush That's Hour. That's great. That's amazing. That's what I was telling the guy at work. I'm like, oh, I'm watching Rush Hour tonight. Are you watching Rush Hour? He's like, what do you mean? Come on, the Houston Rockets. Yeah, so that's amazing.
I don't think anyone calls him that.
No?
No.
Of calling him that every day. So who are you playing?
Go ahead.
Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Aren't you going to say something? No?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. You're just like forcing him to say something.
What were you going to say, dude?
I was going to say, who are you playing this week, and how are you doing?
I'm playing Ivan Drago. It's a championship rematch. It's not going as well as last year's championship in terms of like how close it is right now, but again...
What's, who's the name of the person you're playing against?
Ivan Drago. This is
former... JT?
No.
It's a world.
Yeah. PSAddiction.com.
Yeah, PSA.
So the same Ivan Drago from the Rocky movie.
Yes, and he won last year.
Okay. I remember that.
So he's got an injured guy playing in his starting lineup for some reason. I don't know why.
Doesn't need to play somebody not injured.
Well, he has a big lead. Maybe
he's just going to keep his money this year, isn't he?
No. He's already given the money to me.
Oh, he has?
I'm in control of the money.
I think he's just going to be like, okay, I won. I'm just going to put this money back in my wallet.
Well, the money's for the TPS NFL, and he might actually win that.
Oh, that's right.
So he
that's what I'm talking money. About. Oh, we're talking about basketball again?
Yeah, that... he won basketball this year. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Talking about basketball again. Come on. We're halfway through the
again.
NBA
my head
update.
Is spinning. This is crazy.
What about? Have you given up yet on? Well, actually, you might have already. Maybe you did. You had Rivers, Austin Rivers.
Yeah,
he's terrible.
Yeah, he is.
I've watched him play, and
it doesn't really matter how many minutes he's got right now because Gordon sounds like he's done for at least until February or so. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Rivers, he's undersized for the position that they're trying to play him at.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how he's going to do anything. He can't play against, Monte Williams or Monte Ellis all the time. I mean, there's just not that many players like him.
Right.
And he's undersized, and I don't care how good he can get a shot.
He's a shooting guard. He's not a point guard, right?
No, but he touches the ball a lot.
Okay.
And they, well, at least what I saw, they were running the offense through him, and I'm like, this guy needs to be coming off screens or something because he's too small to create his own shot. This isn't college anymore. Zeller isn't going to let him get a free three-pointer. I mean, it's just, it doesn't look good. And maybe he wasn't ready because I have not been impressed with him at all.
I haven't watched any games so far this year. I've just kind of been reading reports, and when they said Gordon was out, I went to go pick him up just to see, you know, if he was going to have the ability of just, because as it stands now, it's just trying to find guys that have decent amount of minutes, you know, so.
Opportunity.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter that he was given 30-plus minutes a game. He hasn't really done much with it, so.
Okay, now, we already talked about my first matchup with you. Now I'm taking on Franchise this week, and I'm currently winning, which isn't a surprise. I think nobody's shocked there that I'm beating Franchise.
Franchise had some rough news over with some of his guys as well, I think.
Well, Wade is missing tonight's game.
Yep.
Cold, maybe the next couple games. And I don't know what happened to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I don't know either. He's playing tonight, though. I did see he was supposed to be. Oh, food poisoning is what it was.
Oh, so he just got sick.
He played with food poisoning last week, or last night on the 7th, actually.
Chinese food.
But he's supposed to play tonight. They said he was in the line. He was in the lineup.
I have been fortunate so far. I've been able to play the numbers. I've been able to make waiver pickups on, like, the same player.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been looking at waiters, and I was debating on whether or not to get them, and you just kept changing your mind.
Well,
like, I was going to get him. I made up my mind, and I was going to get him, and then, nope, I find out that you picked back up.
And so it's worked out really well for me because that way I've been able to maximize my amount of games.
Because yeah, I just can't, man, that's gonna be so annoying if that's the way that this is gonna be. Cause I'm not interested in putting it together a night after night after night.
And I am, I'm just picking up and dropping the same guys.
Yep, yeah, you are. You just dropped, or no, did you, you just dropped Caron Butler again, right?
Yep.
It's like him. The second or third time.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to. I think we're gonna if we're gonna do this, we're gonna have to lower the maximum acquisition numbers
matchup
from
acquisition.
7 down to like 5 or something.
Yeah, we'll have to see what makes sense because if you work the math correctly and you're there, I mean,
we have guys that do that in baseball and it's so freaking annoying. They just do it with pitchers.
Really?
Yeah, they'll have like three like no-name guys that they don't really care about keeping like on a longer than a week basis.
Right.
And they'll just keep dropping those three guys and then picking up another three for just pitching. Because we have at least an innings cap, but it's more to try and just make sure they can get wins or quality starts or lower their ERA, whatever.
Yeah.
So they just play the matchups every night. And I'm just, very few people have the time to do that. So it's like,
oh yeah. So that was the first thing I learned when we started doing this. I realized, like, injured players have no value.
They
like,
really don't
none
right
whatsoever.
Now.
And then after I understood that, then I realized, oh my gosh, I get extra roster slots by doing this. Like, it's a bonus roster slot for me. If I can manage it and not use up my acquisition limit.
Yeah, you really
have to
find guys that you don't mind dropping.
Yep.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, if somebody picks them up, you're not going to be heartbroken.
Right.
That you lost them. Let's see. Next matchup, who did we have? We had, who have we missed?
Did we talk about yours, John?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think we did.
I already forgot.
We talked about you winning at least.
Yeah. Ivan Drago got beaten by the Big Tomatoes with the most points in week one, 608.
This is going to go to his head really fast, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know. What is he doing this week? He's up 307, 300 to Hell in a Handbasket.
Yeah. By the way, didn't you say Brutter was going to be active in the league here?
Yeah.
Because he's got Granger and Rubio in his lineup now.
Oh. Well, he picked up Rubio.
I saw that, but he doesn't need to be on his starting lineup.
I'm curious if he didn't understand that this is a daily lineup. Because I don't know why he would pick up Rubio. Because he's a...
And he's got Durant benched right now.
Well, he's playing against Detroit. Who wouldn't bench Durant? Come on. Well, look at Durant only has 3 points. He saw it coming. He knew what was
up. Yeah, we put in Rubio instead.
Yeah, put in Rubio.
I'll have to check in with him. Except as long as he's not playing me next week. Let me see first. Okay, I'll check in with him.
Wake the beast.
And see what's going on there. And then the last couple teams... I'm Not a Racist beat franchise, which is an easy win in week one, 533-388. Basketball Reasons beat Hand Baskets 588-492, in week one. And both of those teams right now, Basketball Reasons is losing to the Brown Bombers, but I mean, both teams are putting up a high score. You think you can hold them off, Brownies? Or Brown Bombers?
It's gonna come down to the wire.
And then Milwaukee Bucks is losing to I'm Not a Racist. Oh, Milwaukee Bucks. I think it's gonna be a long NBA season for him too. Even if he doesn't set his lineup, or if he does set his lineup, because his team.
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm gonna beat Basketball Reasons.
But, whoa.
I realized Westbrook is playing against the Pistons.
Ooh.
Westbrook.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that Westbrook and Durant have 3 points combined with 5 minutes left in the first
Westbrook
half?
Westbrook just got up to 0 points. He was in the negative.
Well,
that's the other thing that your point setup completely nicks guys like him.
Which is good, right?
Oh, he's back in
the negative. Not for a first-round pick. Yeah, he's back in the negative now.
Well, you got to do your math. You got to do your homework.
I guess so.
I mean, because when I picked Howard, I understood that I would be losing points from missed free throws, but it was still worth it because I want to win a championship.
What's also interesting is that Basketball Reasons has a lot of the guys that I had last year. So I was looking to see, you know, how I would have done so far this season. And tonight's a rough indicator of how that's going so far. He's got 11 total points with all of his guys starting. No, I take that back. Four of them haven't started yet.
But he has.
He's got 3 guys with negative 1 point so far.
He knows basketball. I like this scoring though. The reason I like this scoring is it promotes getting the efficient guys versus the guys who you think have stats.
I can understand that, but it puts too much value on big men when they're role players at best. Guys, like if you don't have big men in this league, then you're going to be in trouble because that's their value right there.
They don't miss. They have a higher shooting percentage. Yeah, they're going to get a lot more rebounds. Well, what could happen is Westbrook could just stop missing shots.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like he's going to stop.
He's not going to stop taking them. Yeah, that's for sure. He's not going to stop taking them. Okay. Anything else from the first week of the basketball season? I can tell you that the Detroit Pistons have a lot of good players, but they have too many players that are like should be the fourth or fifth piece on another team. Like you can't have a lot of 4 and 5s be your 1 through 5. And it's they're just good enough to lose. It's driving me crazy. Go get a superstar, and then you will be a good team. James Harden, why didn't they go after James Harden? They could have offered him that money, and they would have been at least a playoff team. At least they would have been
the thing is, the Thunder got a good package in return for him. That's not Detroit wouldn't have been able to offer a whole lot in in value.
I mean, Kyle Singler, come on.
He's their best player.
He's the first one off the bench, confirmed.
He should be starting.
He should be starting. He should be taking Jerebko's minutes. Come on.
This all went downhill after they drafted Darko. They've not resurfaced since then.
It's all Joe D's fault. He needs to be fired.
It went downhill when they traded Phillips for Allen Iverson.
Who?
Could have been.
Wait a minute. Who?
Who what? Who Phillips or Iverson?
I don't know. It's Phillips. You have to say it like that.
Okay? Oh, I thought you were going to say Big Shot.
No. That's not how they call him at the game. Come on. Say his name right or don't say it at all.
All right. I'd rather not say it at all then.
All right. That's it. Wait. Anything else? Any Mavs? Homer talk?
Cavs sound like they're – I haven't watched any games yet, but it sounds like they're a fun team to watch right now.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie Irving is legit.
I mean, with Waiters, I'm really excited to see how they play off each other.
The only thing about Waiters is somebody needs to tell him he's not the best player on the team.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Just tell him, hey, guy.
Uncle Drew's gonna have to come stop by. And
you can tell when he's Waiters. When he gets in that mode, I'm taking a shot. I don't care if you're wide open, I'm taking like, this shot.
Like mini Westbrook or something?
A little bit of that. But, I mean, that's good that he has the confidence, and he has an NBA game. And once he gets more efficient, I mean, they're going to be a pretty good combo.
I have this feeling they're going to trade Varejao, and that's really where they're going to hurt, because they don't really have a lot of other good big men down under right now. Tristan, they're trying to give Tristan some minutes, but it doesn't sound like he's really being as aggressive as they need him to be.
I don't see him. I mean, I see him like a Tyrese Thomas.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, good role player, can do what you need him, but don't ask him to do too much.
Right.
Because it's not going to happen. What about Golden State, Pantera? Golden State Warriors?
Do they rule?
Yeah. Canada?
They're on fire, aren't they, right?
Who would be your team? The Memphis Grizzlies. You can claim them since they were in Vancouver.
I think I'd go with Sacramento Kings.
Well, where you're Kings now?
I think I like the Kings better. I like their jerseys.
Kings are leaving though.
they're not even going to be in Sacramento.
Has it been confirmed where they're going?
They should go to Seattle.
It's probably going to be Seattle.
You think so?
The fans want basketball. They deserve basketball. I mean, Seattle is an NBA city.
Yeah.
Well, what NBA town or NBA team was in Seattle before?
The Sonics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oklahoma Thunder now. Seattle Supersonics before.
Didn't they have like some Seattle Supersonic fans come down to the games, to the finals last year?
And root against them?
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought I remember that. Which...
Are the Golden State Warriors doing well this year?
No.
No?
They're the Golden State Warriors. Don't expect much.
Bogut's out again.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Why did they make that trade?
Who is the best team in the NBA these days?
Pistons.
Mavs.
The Heat.
Three different answers. Okay. Well, I'll battle it out in the cage match.
I picked up the mobile NBA package.
Does that include ESPN Insider?
I wish. but I've been able to watch a lot of basketball. And the thing about the Heat is they can't rebound now.
Why? Who are they missing?
Bosch gets pushed out of the lane constantly. Well,
everybody knows that, but didn't they have anybody else underneath?
No, because he's the biggest guy that they play.
He's their center, right?
It's Bosch. This is majority of the game. It's Bosch, Rashard Lewis, Ray Allen, Wade, and James. That's who's on the floor. that's not a lot of rebounding. I mean, I know Wade and James can rebound, but they're not in there on the block getting the rebounds.
Okay, what team has Dennis Rodman? Because he can rebound, from what I hear. But what I hear around the court is Dennis Rodman can rebound pretty good.
The he plays for the NBA Hall of Fame right now.
Where do they play at?
Indianapolis?
I don't know, actually. I was going to say Canton, but that's the NFL.
That's NFL.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, where's Naismith at?
Yeah, I thought it was Indy.
Man.
That's your backyard.
I know. I don't think it's in my backyard,
though. Chicago?
Yeah, I don't know where it's at. We should probably find that.
Is it New York?
No, I don't think it's New York.
Nobody cares about the Basketball Hall of Fame.
What do you mean? Everyone cares about it.
I do.
Joke.
It's Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Well, who else is on that team?
Michael Jordan.
Of course.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What about Manute Bol? He's awesome.
No, he doesn't play for that team.
Is he dead?
Pantera's just saying people that he knows off of NBA Jam now.
Is Manute Bol in NBA Jam?
I don't remember him ever being in there.
I don't think he is.
He should be. That'd be amazing.
George Bush is. Is George Bush on the NBA Hall of Fame?
Didn't I hear that Manute Bol has a son that's possibly playing basketball?
I had no idea. Wow. Can you picture that?
What about Santa Claus?
Yeah, his son. His son is in 7th grade playing, and he's 6'5".
Wow.
Well, sure.
Santa Claus is on the NBA Jam. He plays in me.
All right, let's talk about some NFL now. Pantera's driving everyone crazy. Last week was week nine. Mm-hmm. And the Rough Riders got back to their winning ways, 94-61 over I'm Not a Racist. Not a big surprise there. Rough Rider getting back to Rough Rider ball. Aaron Rodgers, Arian Foster, Reggie Wayne, Calvin Johnson, Antonio, all the good guys doing good things.
By all guys, are you talking three players?
And who else? Actually, yeah, because you can't count on the Browns defense. Thanks a lot, that's, Cleveland.
That's true.
Wow.
Now when they're playing really? Baltimore.
Unbelievable. But Rough Riders, you know, taking care of business. Not really to talk about there. It's what you expected. What everyone expected.
You didn't reach 100.
Yeah, not a hundy.
Not a hundy, but we're working on it. We're working on it. Pantera, how about you? I mean, I'm sure you got
it. You know.
What do you mean?
You know.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what I know.
You know,
Concord Lazy Kings taking on Team Chuck Norris. And
you
Concord,
know.
Wow. Lazy Kings, you didn't even put a defense in.
What?
You didn't even put a defense in.
Well, you know how things go
that
sometimes.
Didn't even start.
Wow. Santana Moss and Jordy Nelson. Zero.
Sometimes things happen. You know how it goes.
No.
Well, I take that back. Moss did start.
He did start? He's terrible?
Well, I don't know that he started, but he played. Let's say that.
Ventura, you got to try, man.
Come on.
I don't.
You do know.
I don't
what
know.
Do we know?
I'm just kind of skirting the issue.
Well, Chuck Norris.
But I sucked this week, and I know it. I grabbed a defense before the games, and I was waiting on the waiver wire, and it didn't go through in time. Check it before Sunday.
Yeah, you didn't check it before Sunday is what the problem was.
It's one of those. I can't remember.
So you
you made all your moves on Saturday last week.
Yeah, and then I was waiting for the defense.
Set your alarm.
I made all my moves today, so I'm all set.
Set your alarm to set your lineup.
Yeah.
Will that work for you?
I don't need any more alarms. Alarms waking me up before 12 noon. I don't need any more of those.
All right, Chuck Norris, 84 points. Not bad. Not Rough Rider good, but not bad. decent team, now 4-4-1, looking like he's going to get into the playoffs. I mean, if you can hover around 500, guess what? Invitation to the big dance. That's a guarantee.
Is the big dance the Super Bowl? Is that what playoffs. You're saying there?
Playoffs.
Oh, okay.
The final dance is the Super Bowl.
Final dance.
Yeah. Galabra, you were taking on Tomaters. This was kind of a rivalry game, if you will.
Yeah, one-sided rivalry.
And 71-96, so you didn't come out on top, but, I mean, you got issues. Nobody, what is going on with Jamal Charles?
I don't know.
I think the coach hates him.
He's spent. He's done.
He doesn't know he's on the team.
Hey, put in that one guy. Oh, I got rid of him last week. No, he's right there. No, I got rid of him. That's not him.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't even give, I think collectively, they didn't reach 100 yards. And they used, I think, possibly all three guys. Or maybe I read that they just had eclipsed 100 yards.
Wow.
But yeah, Charles only got 12 attempts. I'm not sure about Hillis. And I think John got even less.
That's not
Ray good. Rice, he's my keeper, so that's fine.
At least you got a keeper out
At
of
At least I thing. Got a keeper.
Yeah. I have him on my other team. Ray Rice, he's a keeper.
The other team that you neglect?
I have a winning record in my other team, thank you very much. So,
yeah.
You could stick that where the sun doesn't shine, mister. Because I have a good team.
Tomaters, looking like a really well-balanced team now. Double digits by 6 players.
No.
No?
No.
No? No,
quarterback.
He's okay.
Flacco?
Flacco.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
He's not the best quarterback in the NFL.
Is it me, or does Canada sound like he's just suffered a stroke right now? Does he have stroke mouth?
You have stroke mouth?
Stroke mouth? No.
Jim Ross mouth right now.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Is that why his mouth's all fucked? Did he suffer a stroke?
No, it's Bell's palsy, but it's still the same thing.
Wow. Oh, man. Wow, we're mean.
This is not the same thing.
Okay. But, let's leave that guy alone. Yeah. Let's leave
you sound
the king
a little
alone.
Bit different now than when you did earlier. You might want to move the gauze around in your mouth.
But at least you have a better mic.
Yeah. At least your mic can
really
your
hear
throat.
How painful you
are. I'm just going to move the gauze.
Move those gauze around for us. Sound a little bit clearer.
Okay, so watch out for Tomaters, because now he's 4-5. He's going to be getting cocky, 96 points.
Yeah, going to be.
How's that, guys? Better?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's much better.
All right.
Or like a mild stroke now.
Let's talk about your team then, Canada.
Okay.
Where are you on my list?
I should have won last week.
Rose.
You took on Tepa's... With a full lineup.
Hey, he's got a good team now that he, you know, sets his lineup.
No, didn't do anything, you mean?
Since he got woken up, I mean, I would have won this week, but Antonio Brown twists an ankle. Miami gave me -3 for defense, and Stafford didn't throw for a single touchdown, so. I got bad luck.
What are you? You're 3-6 now? Tepa's Bros 3-6, a very different 3-6s. Because you're only
he's got a good team though. Look at his team. Now that he set his lineup.
He's stacked.
He doesn't set his lineup. It's just this is what he's always had, but now it's all healthy.
He is stacked. Let's hope he doesn't get into the playoffs because it's gonna beat us all.
Okay, let's not discredit him. Yeah, no.
It really helps that Manning's playing at a high level right now.
Manning's like just a beast right now.
Oh my gosh. 3 touchdowns in the last 5 games.
And AJ Green just continuing.
I watched him play last weekend. He's pretty impressive.
He's the best wide receiver in the league.
No, he isn't.
Well, who is then?
Calvin Johnson.
No.
What do you mean? Calvin Johnson does
not
more
this year
with nerve damage.
Maybe in terms of raw talent, but
no, not even that.
Okay.
Okay, it's raw you're talent, right.
It's Andre
you're right.
Johnson.
Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne is the best court or wide receiver in the league. Maybe not most Jerry talented, Rice. But he is the best.
Dez Bryant.
Oh my gosh! Stop.
AJ Green's putting up these numbers, and he's got Whedon throwing to him. No, wait.
Oh.
That's not right.
The red-haired guy. Try again.
Not
Whedon. You can do it. Come on. You can do it.
Actually, no, I forget his name. Let's call him the Red Rocket.
The Red Rocket. The Red Who's Rocket that? Throw it to him.
Is it Dalton?
Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton, yep.
Okay.
The
well,
Red
Andy
Rocket,
Dalton.
You mean? Alright, who's next?
Franchise and Bums.
Franchise and Bums. Franchise 105, Bums 97, giving the Bums their second loss of the season. Yeah, Franchise had a good game. I mean, he got free 26 points from the Chargers. They were playing Kansas City, so we kind of have to take that out of the equation. And if we take that out of the equation, Franchise is not good. I don't know how he has 6 wins being this bad.
But he does have Myers and Johnson sitting on the bench.
That's true. Wow, Myers. 17 points, and now all they do is throw?
Yep, that's all they're going to be doing.
Bums had 26 points from the Bears, too, so he kind of negated the defense. He just couldn't.
Yeah, they're actually good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and he couldn't make up for it. Oh, I guess he could have made up for it if he would have played Isaac Redmond.
Mm-hmm. He had 3 bad running backs, and they all played great, surprisingly.
Yeah, how did Joakim Bell and Mike LaShore get in double digits that game?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Lions running backs. Claim them.
Is that all Detroit's doing right now? Running the ball? Because that's going to kill me.
No.
Like a Staffy.
Come on. Calvin Johnson had like 9 catches the other
day. He's injured.
He's not injured. He's a man. He's going to play. Don't worry about him. Not cursed. So bums get exposed again. Only Franchise and Rough Riders are able to do what nobody else in the league can do. Is expose the bums as the frauds they are. You're welcome. Good job, Franchise. Me and you, we're the only ones. Brownies. You were supposed to go undefeated for the rest of the season.
Was I?
I'm pretty sure you called it.
No, I didn't call it.
You wouldn't lose another game.
I don't remember calling that. Is it on the board?
Au contraire, mon frere.
Whoa. You gotta settle down with that language. Yeah.
Straight trash homie. 105 Mexico Brownies 83. You wasted, absolutely wasted 31 points from Adrian Peterson.
How's it wasted if he's gonna do that all the time?
Oh, really? Really?
He's the best running back by far in the league.
Are you kidding me? Have you ever heard of a little guy like call Arian Foster?
I have heard of that little guy. He's not a
Wait, guys, let's look to the left where there's 51 points. Doug Martin.
Who?
Dougie Fluke, Martin?
Fluke Martin?
Fluke? 2 weeks in a row?
Fluke Martin? You can't play Oakland every game. We all know that, okay? You can't play Oakland and Minnesota every game.
Minnesota has a good defense.
Fluke Martin.
Okay.
So you agree I should have won?
Actually, you got fluked.
Okay.
Actually,
is that when
no.
Doug Flutie beat you?
No, you actually didn't get fluked. Because look at his bench. He has Andrew Luck on the bench. A
but
better
Matt Ryan's
version
the best
of Matt Ryan.
Quarterback. You're not going to bench Matt Ryan.
You are going to bench Matt Ryan.
I would have started Ryan over Luck.
No.
Luck Everybody
is
the, would.
Luck is MVP candidate.
Matt Ryan is the MVP.
There you go.
Hold on. I'm comparing the stats because 23 points. No. You have to bench Matt Ryan. These are embarrassing. Are you kidding me?
Look, Andrew Luck's 7th ranked right now.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is 6th.
See? Bigger upside, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck threw for 433 yards a couple weeks ago. Why would you bench that? That's free points.
Because the Hawks are undefeated.
He didn't even play that good this week. He just happened to get 2 rushing touchdowns.
He's a running quarterback.
He got 11 yards.
Matt Ryan didn't even get a touchdown.
Ooh, yeah, Percy Harvin puts up 1 point. Ooh.
He got hurt.
Yeah, he got injured.
Okay.
What happened? So wait, does this mean that the Dirty Birds are not a legit team because they beat the Cowboys?
Yeah, they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl?
No, they eliminated themselves.
So is it going to be the Giants again? Or who is it going to be?
Probably the Giants.
Probably the Giants.
Yeah. Or the Vikings.
Well, but here's my question for you. Is what are you going to do about your team? Because they're really bad.
My team?
Yeah.
My fantasy team?
Yeah, it's really bad right now. Like, really, all you have is Peterson.
You gotta drop
to it anymore.
You gotta drop Romo.
Yeah, you
gotta drop Romo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should drop Romo.
The guy who scored over 14 the last 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, is that interceptions or points?
No, he only had 5 interceptions.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
He had 1 bad game. He had 2 bad. This is just like last season, where he only had 2 bad games the entire year. And that was, he was getting killed all year.
How many bad games?
So 2 games.
Yeah, Pantera is actually a Romo expert.
Yes. He doesn't even watch football.
He's a choke artist.
He doesn't even own a,
stinks. He needs to stop looking at that Jessica Simpson.
His TV hasn't shown up yet.
Play the football game.
Stop looking at Jessica Simpson and play the football game.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple, McLean.
God damn it.
He doesn't even own an antenna.
Yeah, you can't actually even.
Because of the hills in my area block out the reception.
Whatever.
It does.
Quit giving us
I tried to. Sense. All I got was the Spanish channel.
Anyway, drop Romo.
Can't speak to him.
The last matchup, Team Bowser versus Team Winrar. Winrar setting his lineup, doesn't do any good. Bowser, 107 points. Bowser, now 7-2. Bowser, mm-hmm. looking like the team to beat.
This was his bye week, by the way.
All of his good players on bye week, and he puts up 107.
Yep.
Will you stop saying hundy?
No. That's my thing now. Eric.
No. Don't make that a thing.
It is a thing. It is my thing. Hundy. So Bowser, 7-2. That's pretty good. Not good enough to win though. Because
I'm telling you, he's just gonna keep the money when he wins.
Well, I've seen the problem with his team. The problem with his team is he has good players. Good players get sat at the end of the season. When is the championship? At the end of the season.
Who is he going to get sat?
What?
Who are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Team Bowser.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't our season end before the playoffs?
All of his good players. Carson Palmer, Eric Decker, Brandon Marshall, Malcolm Floyd.
Tom Brady's the only one I'll give you. Or actually, no, they never bench. Right?
Actually, no, they don't bench him.
Goskowski?
You're
going to bench their kicker?
Darius Heyward-Bey? Bench.
Yeah, bench. Gotta get him ready for the playoffs.
Bench. I mean, come on. This is team bench now.
He doesn't have good running backs.
Yeah.
And that could hurt him too.
All right, what's going on this week? Games already have already started. Laser Kings, I have a 28-point lead on you.
That's because I haven't played anything yet.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
That game's over.
I'm gonna win.
Yeah, this game is over.
Diamond, it's gonna be a total surprise, and you're gonna lose.
You have the easiest schedule.
Colts D, 19 points. Reggie Wayne, 9 points.
Are these projections?
No,
these are, we can't go on projections.
These are actuals. This already happened.
Is this just me, or the past like 3 weeks, Rough Riders gone up against teams with like buys?
Whoa!
All over the place.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's all a setup.
What do you mean?
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to bring up the same thing.
What are you?
There's a trend
about?
Going on here.
There's no trend. Yep. The only trend is me dropping a hundy.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a trend. It's happened once, and it was against me. What a coincidence!
I'm going to surprise everybody this week and drop a hundy on Edidi.
You ain't going to drop
Project team.
I'm going to drop a hundy on you.
Look at my win.
All over you.
Okay, every time I score 90 or more, I win.
I'm going to drop... Your opponent scores like 50.
Aaron Rodgers is on bye.
90.
Aaron Rodgers is on bye. You're going to do it with Tannehill?
Yeah, of course. So. Second best rookie quarterback in the NFL. Why not?
You better knock on wood, Mr. Edidi.
Knock on my wood?
Look at the team you're up against. This is awful.
What are you talking about? They're
legit. It's going to be a murder.
They've gotten 3 wins so far. That's a
yeah.
Good, that's a good team.
Okay.
Thank you, Edidi.
Okay, Cautery.
You've just been bad lately. No, we can't hear you. I'm assuming you can hear us.
Who is that?
Oh,
he's gone.
Is he? Oh, whoops, I just tried to call him back. All right, next matchup.
Is that Beefface?
No, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I've been asking the question, why did you pick up Rivers, like, over and over and over?
No, we didn't,
you didn't
hear
get it that you, nobody could hear you?
We did not hear it at all. Why? Oh, well,
why would you pick up Rivers?
Well, no, here's the explanation.
How could Skype have a microphone problem?
Here's why I picked up Rivers. Because I will not allow Rivers to be used against me. Because I know as soon as somebody picks him up, it will be the team playing against me.
Should
and then
me.
He will go
he's
off.
He's bad.
He's terrible.
Yeah, but
you
he's
should give
not.
Him to me. He's probably better than what I have.
See, that's true.
He's
he might
not.
Be.
That's the thing, Pantera. He's not.
Really?
No, he is good. You want to try?
Pantera,
no.
Agreement is you like, almost have had 4 weeks of going 22 points. See, this is the problem.
I know.
This is why you have to pay attention to your roster.
No,
I do pay
attention.
Let's make a
trade. I know about those 22 points.
Come on. Offer me something. You need him.
Don't give him anything.
Santana Moss. How about...
Oh, gross.
That's awesome.
I only want good players.
That's why I haven't made you any offers, Pantera.
Why?
Because anything that I have to offer, your players are already good at, so...
Yeah, I know. Well, we already talked about that.
Okay.
We already had a conference call about this situation where he just offers me people that I don't need because they're either better than, you know, he's offering me something real good.
Yeah.
We're coming at me with some weak trades. Let's just say that.
Oh, wow.
I haven't made any weak trades. I haven't made
you were going to make some weak trades. I was going to turn it down.
All right, Canada, you're taking on PlayStationAddiction.com, and you've started off really well.
It sounds so much worse when you say PlayStationAddiction.com.
you started off with 5 points, which...
what happened?
Good. That's not good. Oh, huh. Franchise.
Franchise, yeah!
Oh, wow.
I still feel confident, though.
Yeah, we're talking about Canada versus PlayStation Addiction right now for this week. He starts off with 5 points. He still feels confident that he's going to lose by, what, 10 or 20? Something like that, probably.
No, actually, I think I'm going to win.
Canada curse.
He thinks he's going to win?
Yeah.
I say he's going to lose by 20.
You're calling it?
I'm calling it.
All right, Francis. Well, here, call your
sorry.
Game. Call your
sorry
game.
About the wind.
Well, tell the wind to shut up.
I'm getting in my car now.
Okay.
It's about to get louder.
Yeah, actually.
We're about to get music.
Keep the window up.
Keep the window up. I'm going to be on the highway, so.
Keep the window up. Keep the window up or down.
Okay.
Oh, this is interactive.
All right.
There you go. You must be in your car.
Sounds like Franchise is on location somewhere. How's the weather doing out there? Is it pretty bad, Franchise?
Oh, it's okay.
It's all right.
Are there any cows flying through the air?
Nice and breezy.
Franchise, you're taking on team...
Are you in a safe location?
No, he's safe. Franchise, you're taking on team Chuck Norris. You've set your lineup. You have your players.
Yes, I do.
I mean, this doesn't look good for you.
Are you nervous?
You're still starting Michael Crabtree? I mean, let's be honest here.
Fitzpatrick?
Fitzy?
Against New England?
Yeah.
They're going to lose, man.
You never know. Something might be done to make things a little interesting.
You sound pretty
preoccupied. It's not at all vague at all.
You want to decipher that?
No. Yeah. You want to tell us a little bit more?
I have no idea what that means.
Sounding like a tarot card? Jesus Christ.
Well.
Was that Pantera? Is that Pantera out here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Disturbed told me to give you a message.
Oh, what are you going to say? Get out of here?
No. He told me to tell you, shut up, clown.
Oh, that's the other one I was going to say.
Chuck Norris leaving 16 points on his bench. Cecil
Shorts.
That's
rough.
Yeah, you never bench Cecil Shorts. Not for Mike Williams, right?
Anybody else think
actually, Mike Williams is legit.
Chris Johnson is going to go off against Miami.
Who
I got a feeling.
Who is?
That's a hope, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, who else? Brownies, you're playing I'm Not a Racist. You need a win.
You need a win.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm having
Would you say this is a must-win game?
Must-win.
It's not a must-win, but...
Obviously, he doesn't think so. He's starting Romo.
Got to win.
Yeah,
I'm having injury issues on my team.
Yeah.
But none of the guys are really ruled out, which would be actually better.
So you can make a decision?
Yeah.
So. Why
what happened with Harvin? Like, how serious of an injury was this?
No, it was a slight injury.
Yeah, that's what they said, but then suddenly he's doubtful.
So now he's doubtful.
That's a Percy Harvin thing, though. He's kind of soft, right?
It's going to be his first game he misses in the last 2 years.
Well, come on. He can't even play with a migraine.
Canada. He hasn't had a migraine in like
Canada.
3 years.
Can you play with a migraine?
Huh?
I can play with a migraine.
Yeah, Franchise can play with a migraine, just not a broken foot.
That's right. I'll play with a broken foot.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have any context for that, but
neither. Galabra, you're taking on straight trash homie. And
yeah.
Did you
see my tweet earlier this week?
Yeah.
He only had Martin in his starting lineup.
That's actually the image for the post. I screenshotted that.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I was glad now that he's got a full roster at least. If he's gonna beat me, he's gotta do it legitimately, so.
But he wasted Andrew Luck again.
Yeah, he did. I was just seeing that after we had broken down last week's
I mean you
have matchup.
To bench
what did Luck
Matt
do?
Ryan. 18 points?
18. Matt Ryan can do that.
Matt Ryan can do that, but he rarely ever does.
Actually, he does that every week.
He's never got 18. He's only got 17 twice.
Yeah, he only gets 20s.
Twice.
30s.
Yeah, well, three times. Never mind.
Look at that.
Yeah, I don't know. I we'll see what happens.
Well, you got Ray Rice as a keeper.
I do have Ray Rice as a keeper.
You made a trade this week.
Yeah, with homies, actually.
He needed a running back?
Yeah, he had asked me a while back, and I wasn't. I thought I was in a position to actually contend at that point, so I wasn't going to do it. But this offer he had offered a while back, and then took it down, thinking that I wasn't interested. So I just reposted it and said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I don't really care about Ballard, and I could use wide receiver help, so.
Yeah, I can see. It makes sense. I mean, I voted against it, but it makes sense.
Well, it's no Aaron Rodgers trade, so.
Nobody blocks that.
Yeah.
All right, I think is that all the matchups? Bums is going to lose to the Bros this week. That was another matchup. WinRAR is taking on Tomaters. Tomaters probably going to get a free win here, even though somehow WinRAR is 4-5. I mean, WinRAR still has a decent record for setting his lineup, not setting his lineup. I think that's it. What else? Anything else going on in the NFL that you guys want to mention real quick?
Well, we need to do the pigskin pick'em.
Yeah, I got the games open here.
There's a big game this week.
Well, which one?
The Cowboys and the Eagles.
Ooh, I guess that can be our first one in our pick'ems. I saw that Butters is back making picks again. He got 4 right last week. I don't know if that puts him in the lead, but 4 right, that's pretty good. Better watch out for him because we got a half a season to go.
Mm.
So he might be able to come back and catch somebody.
Well, we don't actually know.
But we don't know. So we'll have to figure that out at the end. So as of right now.
At least he said it was at the end and not like next week because it's not going to happen.
All right. So the first matchup, Cowboys at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles minus 1.5. Why is this game so close? Like, the Eagles are terrible.
Both teams are doing pretty bad.
Yeah, they're terrible. Why is it only -1.5?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the Eagles are terrible.
Yeah, the Eagles are not in a good spot right now.
Mm-mm.
So,
and I still pick them to beat the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Darn days when you're with them.
That's what you do.
The Eagles put up 13 against the worst defense in the league.
So they can score some points, is what you're saying.
No, they can't.
Oh.
Well, they just don't. They're like Kansas City. They have LeSean McCoy, and they just don't give him the ball enough.
It's a home game. Their fans are crazy.
And plus, well, they are playing the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys don't beat a lot of teams. They actually lose to more teams than they beat.
Yeah.
And they usually lose to bad teams. So the Eagles are bad.
So there you go.
Yeah, the logic makes sense.
So I'm taking the Cowboys. Come on. Cowboys.
Hold on. What does the ESPN Weekly Magazine say?
Yeah, what's the insider say?
I don't know. It's terrible. I don't even pay attention to it.
So okay. I have the Cowboys. Darth Nation and Franchise have the Eagles. Bourne, who mm-hmm. do you got?
This is ridiculous. I can't pick the Eagles to win, so it's got to be the Cowboys, but I just don't think they're going to win by or lose by that margin. That's ridiculous.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's a weird line.
Yep.
McLean?
I got to go Cowboys.
Wow. What a homer.
The Eagles are terrible.
Yeah, but -1.5. Come on.
Minus what?
1.5.
1.5? They yeah. might only lose by a point?
Yeah, come on. It's a rivalry game. This is throw the records out the window.
They no. have the same record. So they're equally bad.
They're terrible. Only they're both. Two bad teams fighting out to see who's worse. Let's pick a good game now. How about Bills at
the Browns
Patriots?
Are on bye.
Bills at
no,
Patriots.
No, don't pick the Bills and the New England Patriots.
-11.5.
No, that's going to be a bad game.
Bills at Patriots.
Wow.
New England -11.5. This is outrageous. Wow. I'm going Bills here. -11.5. This is still NFL football, okay?
Yeah.
This is still the NFL.
And they're still the Bills.
You gotta go Bills here. I'm going Bills. McLean, you're going Bills, right?
No.
You're with me on the Bills.
I'm not with you.
Come on. The Bills. It's -11.5.
I'm with you, Diddy.
Yeah, Franchise is with me. I mean, -11.
I'm with you.
and a half.
Franchise's picks don't count. That's why he's with
you. Yeah, he doesn't even have a name on the team.
Dark Nation, Canada, come on, you're with me, right?
Buffalo.
What? Yeah, see? Woo, yeah, that's it. Three Homer. Of us, come on.
He's a homer.
Come on, Bourne.
Bill's homer.
Bourne, I gotta go with the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You and McClain, Patriots.
11 homers. And a half? I'm surprised 11 it's so and a half. Low.
11 and a half free points. Come on. Mm-hmm. 11
How many
and a
did
half
they win
free?
By the first time they played?
Probably more.
Yeah, probably less.
Well, it was almost 30.
Yeah. Actually, here's another good game. Let's pick this one, too. This is a really good game. It's the St. Louis Rams at the San Francisco 49ers.
No, what? You're yes. picking bad games now.
49ers minus 11 and a half.
Gosh.
Oh, that's a neat stat right there.
What? Excuse me?
That was the
Diddy stat.
49ers minus 11 and a half?
Yeah, I'm going Rams here. Come on.
No way.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. The Rams are getting 11 and a half free points. It's 11 and a half to nothing before they even kick off.
You're crazy. That is an E-Diddy stat. I'm with Franchise on that one.
I'm not going Rams.
You gotta go Rams.
No.
Come on. Born Rams.
You want to lose, Eden?
And Amendola's coming back,
Amendola.
Too.
Amendola.
Are you losing for the show?
Don't sleep right on Amendola.
What did they do Amendola last week? What did the 49ers do last week?
Sam Bradford.
They were on the bye last week.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, so now they're all rested.
Off the bye.
They're going to kill the Rams.
They're not going to kill the Rams. The Rams
Who
are
said
gonna
that,
go,
Pantera?
I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Yes.
Insider? What do you got, Insider?
49ers, why are we making these dumb picks?
What are you talking about? The Rams
yeah,
have
dumb
this.
Games.
11 and a half free points.
Do the Falcons and the Saints.
Who? No, no.
What do you mean, no? Well, who do you want?
I think that would be more interesting.
How about the Lions and the Vikings?
Hold on, what's
Yeah, that's
on
a good
that?
Game.
Is it? Well, mm-hmm. is that one better than the Texans-Bears?
Because if the Lions lose that game...
Ooh, that's a good one. Never mind.
Yeah, Texans... I think it has to be Texans-Bears.
Texans
that's
and
Sunday
Bears.
Night. Everyone can
There's
watch
no
Bears.
More 11-point spreads.
Oh, yeah. What's the magic spread now?
1.5.
What?
Minus
what?
1.5.
You don't
want to
pick
Bears.
Kansas City and Pittsburgh? 12.5?
I don't have that one at 12.5.
Yeah?
Yeah, they do.
12.5.
Oh, it is! Oh...
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, gosh. Kansas City, 12.5 free points.
Just because they haven't remembered that they have Jamal Charles healthy yet.
No. I still want to do Texans at Bears. Bears minus 1.5. Because I can watch that game. So.
Man, that's going to be a great game.
Where are they playing this?
At Chicago. Bears minus 1.5.
I think that is the game of the week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's easy, actually. Texans are going to win.
What's the weather forecast for the game?
It's supposed to be pretty warm, actually.
Football weather.
It's supposed to be. I mean, here, at least, it's supposed to be in the high 50s to 60s, possibly.
Yeah, so it's going to be football weather. I'm taking the Texans.
No wind.
It doesn't matter. I'm taking
Maybe
the
some
Texans.
Rain.
It could be a hurricane. I'm taking the Texans.
I'm taking the Texans.
Canada?
Even if my pick doesn't count, I still pick.
I'm going to go with Chicago.
I'm taking the Texans.
Come on, McClain.
This is so easy.
What do you mean?
The Texans are a fraud.
They are not a fraud.
What?
They haven't played anybody.
They have the best defense in the league.
They got blown out by Green Bay.
Wow. Really?
They even have a better defense than Baltimore?
Baltimore doesn't have a good
defense
Baltimore's anymore.
Defense talking is gone.
I thought they had a really good one.
Yeah, like five years ago.
Oh.
Come on. Get an antenna.
Are you surprised by this misinformation that I have? At least I knew that they were good.
It's not that it's misinformation implies that you actually made an effort to find out information in the first place.
You just saw Ray Lewis in a commercial.
I tried to
like,
find out information a long time ago about Baltimore.
Right.
a long time ago as in 3 years ago.
And if yeah, you know, we were doing good.
He tried to find out when Ray Lewis was a rookie. That's when he was first getting into football. During the murder trial.
You have the Texans, right, McLean?
No.
What?
Stop. Oh my God. The Bears, easy.
Are you kidding me?
If it was an 11-point spread, I'd go Bears still.
What's the spread then?
-1.5. 3 points. 3 points.
Barely. You can almost barely say 3 points.
3 points.
It almost is 3 point.
You know what? I'm changing mine to Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sticking to my guns like the Texans.
Yep. Franchise. Like the Texan, we're sticking to our guns. Let me submit my picks.
And as a tribute to them, I think I want to play their theme song.
Please don't.
Why not?
Please
I like
don't.
Their theme song.
Please don't.
Why? Have a nice song.
Please don't.
Are you sure?
Play it.
You're right.
Crank it up.
Please don't.
That sounds amazing.
That somebody mute him or hang him up.
You're right
so
now.
Terrible.
That,
wow.
Is
what?
That
Dolby? We don't need this day round up. We don't need this day round up. Oh,
you had to do it. You had to do it.
Is that the theme song? That's what YouTube says. Is
oh
theme
no!
Song.
Here goes EJ. Look what you started, franchise. Look what you started. I blame you.
Hey. He didn't give us a Super Bowl shuffle.
No. I'm really gonna yell at your rape if you don't stop it.
Okay, next game.
That's it, that was four.
Oh, that's four? Okay.
Yeah. That's the music.
It all sounds like they're smiling and trying not to laugh while they say, give it up, you know? It just sounds terrible.
Well, only Pantera would say that.
Is this Lamar Odom?
Like, they're supposed to be sounding tough. And I can just tell that they're just feeling silly when they sing this song. Come on. Actually, I'd rather listen to a Super Bowl show.
Give it up, guys.
Give it up. You know, this sounds vaguely familiar. It kind of reminds me of something from the 80s.
Lambs being killed? Like lambs being killed, right? Slaughtered? That's what this sounds like.
Oh, hey Diddy, it sounds like you're playing something from the 80s.
Oh, that's fun. Sounds like little baby animals are being killed in my ears right now.
That's racist.